Edmonds is a spokesperson for 26 for Babies. And Fleur, good evening to you.
Good evening.
You've been campaigning for this for some time. What do you make of today's announcement?
Oh, we're absolutely delighted. We're just so pleased. We've been campaigning for a long time for this. It's gone through Parliament and been supported twice. Unfortunately, it suffered from Bill English's financial veto last time round, but for the government to prioritise it in its first 100 days and introduce 26 weeks by 2020 is just the best news for New Zealand families.
Right, and your members include what? Plunkett, UNICEF, Women's Health Council, Family First. So what do you think it will mean for families?
Oh, it just gives families that precious time for bonding and relieving stress when you bring a baby home. It just means that parents can really bond with their babies and not have to send them into childcare. And also, we know that there's better health outcomes for babies that spend longer at home with their parents. We know that infant mortality reduces. But it's really that relieving the stress and the financial burden in those first few stressful months.
And just remind us, how is this paid parental leave? How do the payments work? It's via Working for Families. So we know it's taxpayer money here, but it's via Working for Families, is it?
You apply through IRD, and it's a universal scheme for people who are in the workforce. It's paid at $538 a week currently. And we'll obviously be looking for some improvements now, but we're just delighted with the introduction of the 26 weeks, that six-month period, which is so important for establishing breastfeeding and bonding with the baby.
Thank you very much for coming on the program. That is Fleur Fitzsimon, spokesperson for 26 for Babies.
Larry Williams Drive.
At approximately 11:20 this morning, a suspect was seen at a Valero gas station in Sutherland Springs, Texas. He was dressed in all black. That suspect crossed the street to the church, exited his vehicle, and began firing at the church.
Our neighbor, he took cover behind a car, and he shot the guy. I'm not sure if it was inside the church when the guy was coming out, but if it wasn't for him, the guy wouldn't have stopped.
We just did what we do. We prayed. Overcome evil with good, and not evil doesn't overcome evil.
Well, it's the worst...